Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Catfish, the podcast, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
A listener note, this episode contains adult content and language.
We connected on a deeper level. We could talk to each other like about everything under the sun.
I mean, that's like one of the more sincere, meaningful messages I think I've ever read.
You guys are really into each other.
I feel like I need to know, because if not, then I'm just wasting my time.
I just don't get, because Jimena seems so great, but then why does she also get so shady and stand Tam up?
Plenty of fish review, impersonation to file report.
Whoa.
She blocked you.
From MTV and Wondery, I'm Neve Shulman, and this is Catfish, the podcast, where we uncover the truths and lies about love in the digital world and help people find out if someone really is who they say they are. Now, our most shocking episodes are adapted for your ears for the very first time. On this episode, Tam and Jimena.
All right, we got work to do. Let's just jump into it. Here we go. Oh, we got an email. Help me shed some light on this relationship. Hi, Neve and Cammie. My name is Tam. I live in Houston, Texas. I'm 27, and I live with my older sister, Tay. Tam and Tay.
Aww.
I'm writing because she's convinced I'm being catfished.
Oh.
And I recently started to think she might be right. I met a woman named Jimena about 2 years ago in August of 2018 on Plenty of Fish. I was living in Prairie View and she was 45 minutes away in Houston. We connected immediately and ended up being together for 6 months. During that time, I tried to meet up with her, but she would always ghost me. I couldn't get past that, so I ended things. Smart. Jimena was furious and blocked me on everything. I wanted to move on, but no matter what I did, I couldn't forget her. A little while ago, I begged my sister to message Jimena for me. All my accounts were blocked, so this was the only way I could contact her. Tay finally agreed, and when she reached out, Jimena said we could talk. Things seemed to be going well until I recently got an anonymous text message from someone claiming to be Jimena's girlfriend. She said I needed to back off from Jimena or she'd beat me up. I thought Jimena was the love of my life, but now I don't know what to believe. I need serious help. Thank you, Tam. Wow.
If you get a text from someone saying, stop talking to so-and-so, I'm gonna beat your ass, I think it's safe to say you should stop talking to them so they don't come beat your ass.
At the very least, it means that's not your girlfriend if she's talking to me. Let's get a little bit more information. Hey, Tam, it's Neve. Just read your email. Oh boy, we gotta talk.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Cammie and I got an email from Tam. She's 27 years old and lives in Prairie View, Texas. 2 years ago, she met a woman named Jimena on Plenty of Fish. Things got serious very quickly. But even though Jimena lives just 45 minutes away in Houston, they've never met in person.
They made plans a few times, and Jamina just ghosted her. After 6 months, Tam had enough and broke it off. But she couldn't seem to move on. There's been some drama in the last year and a half, and Tam knows that something's not right. She wants our help to get to the bottom of who Jamina really is. We're getting Tam in the Zoom to find out more.
Hey!
Hey!
What's up, Tam?
Hey, what's up?
Damn, Tam. Got that chain. You got the baby hairs on. You got the lashes.
Tam is stunning. She has long, thick black hair and major false eyelashes and makeup. Her low-cut red top reveals a necklace with Tam written in big silver block letters.
I feel like that's all you that's popping.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you're talking to me or Cammy?
No, not you.
Both of y'all popping.
The only thing that's popping about me is the fact that I'm a pop. I'm a dad. That's about it. Well, obviously we got your email, and we're not really sure what to make of all of it. Can you just kind of take us back to the beginning?
Okay, I had just got out of a 6-year relationship.
Whoa.
I was living in a small college town in Prairie View. It was boring. So all my friends was like, you know, trying to start dating again. So I had got on POF and I just happened to run across her profile. I thought she was cute and I just did the little hey there thing. Yeah. And she wrote me back and we was just talking or whatever. And then she gave me her number. But when she first gave me her number, she was kind of mean because at the time my phone was like messed up completely. So I was actually texting her from a text free app. And she was coming at me out of pocket, like, why are you texting me off this fake stuff? I don't do the fake stuff.
She thought you were a catfish.
Yeah. And she was like, we must FaceTime.
So did you FaceTime?
She did used to try to FaceTime me, but I didn't used to answer.
Wait, what?
Oh my God.
I was so nervous.
Pam, you sound like the catfish right now. Honestly, I was so nervous. I didn't know what to say.
I had that text-free app. I don't want to answer her FaceTime.
Did your car break down?
No, I eventually tried to FaceTime her, but she didn't answer.
Interesting. Well, what do you know about Jamina?
She said she was a registered nurse, and she said she did real estate on the side, and she said she had 2 kids. She told me about her sister, and she told me she had a brother.
Were you able to see any of them on social media?
No. I did ask her about, like, social media, but she was saying, like, oh, me and my best friend, we're doing, like, this social media cleanse where we're not getting on our social media. And at that time, it was cool with me because when we talked on the phone, we ended up just, like, instantly clicking. Like, we ended up falling asleep on the phone from the first day. Literally, you used to say we was on the phone 8 hours, 10 hours. I could talk to her about anything. We was just there for each other. So we instantly, like, became soulmates. Like, and I feel like she helped me, too, with, like, my sexuality. Even though my ex was a girl, we didn't even hold hands in public. That's not something that I was just very open, like, but with Jamina, I always used to tell her, like, I feel safe in your energy. So that was really what attracted me to her. Like, I felt like I could be myself.
Right.
Were you saying I love you and stuff like that?
Yeah. I don't know who said it first. I said it first. I ain't gonna lie. I really meant it.
So things with Jamina were going really well, and you guys were very close. So after a while, you must have felt like it was time to meet up, right? I mean, because you don't even live that far away from each other.
Yeah, I tried to meet up with her a few times. The first time, she was like, okay, I'm on my way. I sent her my location and everything. And then all of a sudden, I didn't hear from her. And I was calling her, and she said she had gotten a car accident.
There you go. Cammy drops her head.
Damn.
I know. And that's when my sister was like, catfish, catfish. And then one time, she really embarrassed me. And I felt like that was kind of like the last straw. It was about to be PV homecoming. That was like going to be my first year as an alumni. So me and my sister, we was coming to Houston. And we was planning on trying to see what hotels was available. But Jamina was like, why y'all won't just stay at my house? Y'all can stay at my house. So she texts me her address. And when we get there, she was like, okay, I'm finna open up the gate. And then I ain't hear from her.
And then just nothing?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then my sister was like, well, let's just go. Then Jamina, she tried to flip it on me and be like, you wasn't outside. You was playing. You was lying. You was trying to be sneaky. You was not outside. I've been calling you.
That's insane.
So after that, I was so embarrassed. I just stopped talking to her. But I used to always think about her. Like, we connected on a deeper level. We could talk to each other, like, about everything under the sun. And I really missed that. I used to try to find her for a while, but she had me blocked still. So that's when I gave it to my sister. And I was like, text this, see if it worked. And she texted. And that's when she was like, my sister want to talk to you. She said she missed you. she was like, all right, you can tell her to text me. And then we just started talking on the phone. It was just like old time. Every day we text each other and talk to each other. And I really enjoy that because that's what I missed.
Wow. So can we see what she looks like?
Yeah. Okay.
Tam shares her screen and a picture of Jermina pops up. She's pretty with shoulder length, curly red hair and big green eyes. Tam scrolls past a photo of her in a fedora and black turtleneck staring flirtatiously at the camera. In another, she's laughing, wearing a yellow bathing suit and white cover-up at the beach.
Well, she's cute.
Yeah, yeah, she is cute. Can we see some of the messages between you just to get a sense of what the conversations are like?
All right. We talk a lot.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, this is a lot.
Yeah.
There are pages of messages, heart emojis on every one.
I'm going to read you this text message that I felt like was very sweet. Okay, this is long.
Oh, wow. All right, so she said, so I love you because you're super cool, funny, outgoing, talkative like me. I feel like I can tell you any and everything. You have such a beautiful soul inside and out. Your personality is super dope. I love you because I can always count on you no matter what. I know I act like a bitch. But Tam, I love you for real, and I never want you out of my life. I think this is the true meaning of lifetime partners. You are my better half. Wow.
Cammy leans back in her chair and exhales.
I mean, that's like one of the more sincere, meaningful messages I think I've ever read.
You guys are really into each other.
Jeez. Yeah. Makes me feel bad about the messages I send my wife. I gotta step up my game.
Oh.
I mean, have you ever talked to someone like this before?
No, I never feel like that, ever.
This is the person that you feel the most safe with. Are you willing to risk that?
I feel like I need to know, because if not, then I'm just wasting my time.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to do some research, obviously. Send us any of the things that you've got, and first thing in the morning, we'll jump in and we'll see what we can find.
All right, so good luck.
All right, Tam, we'll talk tomorrow.
All right,
bye.
Bye.
Tam signs off.
Man.
Wow.
She is head over heels for this girl, and I am emotionally invested.
I know. I just don't get, because Jermina seems so great, but then why does she also get so shady and stand Tam up?
After reading those messages, I feel like this could be the making of a beautiful love story. I need this to be real. This has to end well.
The next day, it's time to dig into our investigation.
All right, so Tam met Jermina on POF a little over 2 years ago. They fell in love hard. There was obviously some red flags. Eventually, they broke it off because Tam had enough. So then they stopped talking for like almost a year. But Tam can't stop thinking about her. Long story short, they are talking again. And when I say I don't think I've ever seen this level of emotional connection in messages, ever.
She's like, I remember writing things like that to my middle school crush. But like, that's like the last time I remember really pouring my heart out. Oh my God.
We got to figure out if this Jermina girl, Jermina's business.
Cammy drops her head. Come on, that was funny.
Anyway, we do have an email from Tam. She says, I'm going to be honest. I've been so nervous since we finished talking, and I really hope Jermina is real. But here's the stuff I have about her. I don't remember what her POF username was. Her phone number is a 404 number. Jermina is a nurse in Houston, and she has two kids. I found a Facebook page, but it's from 2011. The URL is Jermina Smith. The number for the girl that texted me saying I needed to back off is a 314.
Oh, right. We never asked her about that. We need to look up that number.
Yeah, I mean, we've got some real stuff here. I'm sending some pictures of Jermina. If you need something that I forgot, just let me know.
I mean, I feel like there's quite a bit to go off of.
I kind of want to start with an image search. All right, so let's see. This picture, I'm searching.
I drop a photo of Jermina surrounded by a garden of flowers into the Google image search.
We got nothing. Here's another one.
Second picture in a short emerald green dress.
But no hit on that.
Last one in her fedora and turtleneck, puckering her lips at the camera.
No. Oh, okay, so nothing on the images.
Should we just search the name?
All right, so here's Facebook, Jermina Smith.
Well, that first one says RN, I'm a nurse.
What? You're right.
Doesn't that kind of look like her?
I guess. Maybe a much younger version with dark hair and bangs.
I don't think so.
Let's see.
I pull up one of the more recent photos of Jermina in the yellow bathing suit to compare.
Leah, look at the tattoo. The tattoo on the wrist.
What the f***? This is her?
Whoa. There it is. The woman in both photos has the same tattoo on her forearm.
Yeah.
You're right. She has the tattoo. I don't know. How did you just...
Is this the Facebook that Tam was talking about?
No, it's not. Let's just see the page that she sent us.
I click on the link to that page, and the profile picture is the more recent image of Jamina surrounded by pink flowers.
This is a different Facebook page. Kami, did we just find her new Facebook page? Oh, but this is old. This photo was from 2011. Huh. So I guess she just had two Facebooks.
Should we just run the numbers?
Here we go, searching Jamina's phone number.
I input the phone number into binverify.com and a name pops up.
Daniel Wolf.
Daniel Wolf.
That's pretty weird.
Tam's definitely not talking to a guy. She would know that after hours and hours of phone conversations.
Or maybe this is a previous owner of the phone.
What about the number that texted Tam telling her to back off?
Let's do that. Let's see. Phone search. Drea Taylor. Wow. There's no age info, though. Hold on. Let's search that name on Facebook. Okay. Drea Taylor.
Maybe we could find if she's friends with one of the Jamina Smith pages. Then that can determine whether or not she knows her.
Right. If this girl texted on behalf of Jamina, then she should be friends with Jamina, right? No Jamina Smith. But there is a Jamina... Okay, who is this?
I do a search for this Jamina, and a profile pops up.
She's got two daughters. And look, under her name, there's even like a little hospital emoji, and isn't she supposed to be a nurse?
Let's go through her pictures. You see that at the top? That looks like she's definitely in a medical facility.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
She's in dark blue scrubs in an examining room, kneeling down next to a big brown and white dog. I click on the next photo.
In her scrubs, again. So could this be her? It's a Jamina who does have two daughters, who works at a hospital.
She's single.
It's definitely possible that this could be our girl, just with a different last name. I think we got a message. Drea. Maybe she can give us some info.
Hello, Drea. I'm Neve from a show called Catfish. We're working on an episode now, and we're hoping you could help us out. Please call or text back. Thanks.
All right, I sent it.
Did we do a Google search for Jamina Smith?
No. Jamina Smith. I mean, plenty of fish.
Plenty of fish review, impersonation to file report.
Whoa, POF dating app review. Somebody by the name of Jamina Smith or Mina underscore Amoni, who keeps contacting different women using my pictures. She won't stop. It's a fake account. I click on the link.
Whoa.
Oh, no. Whoa.
Cammy puts her hands over her ears.
Whoa.
No.
The person who made that complaint, don't play. Let's look that up. So here's plenty of fish. We can search by username. Don't play.
Nope. Nothing.
Dang. All right, so this is obviously not great. It suggests that someone tried to report the Plenty of Fish profile. I think we got to talk to Tam, take her through this, see if any of this makes sense or rings any bells.
None of this is good news. I usually take the side of everyone is bullshitting, but this genuinely felt real to me. Until I saw that complaint website from Plenty of Fish, I was still on Team Jamina. I had my t-shirt, and now I feel like I have to burn it. That really made my heart sink. That's like the worst possible thing that you can find.
It's not looking good.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
So this is not looking good for Tam. For a while, Cammy and I thought this might be the real thing. But then that Plenty of Fish review came up saying that the person that Tam's been talking to is using someone else's pictures on a fake account. Oh boy.
All right, we gotta get Tam in here, talk to her, and tell her what we found.
Hey Tam, come on back in the Zoom. We gotta talk.
All right, well, it doesn't look like we have any proof that Jamina is real. We have a couple things that suggest she might not be, but we definitely don't have what we wanted, which is a beautiful love story yet.
We haven't found the real Jamina in the picture, so there still is a chance, but it's just...
it's not looking good.
It breaks my heart. Tam's gonna be so disappointed.
Wait a second. She texted back and said she's coming now. Whoa.
Hey. Oh, hey. Wow.
Hey. A little hair switch.
Today, Tam is in a dramatic blonde wig with dark roots. Her tresses go down to her waist.
How you feeling, Tam? What's going on with you?
I'm nervous, like very nervous. I want to know what y'all found. My mind all over the place, to be honest.
Have you talked to Jamina today?
Not today, but I talked to her last night. We fell asleep on the phone. We was on the phone for like 6 hours.
Wow. Jeez. All right, well, look, we found a couple things, maybe some of which will make sense to you, but we want to show you what we found so that we can figure out what the next step should be.
Okay.
I'll share my screen with you guys. All right, so the first thing we did was on Facebook, we did a search for Jamina Smith. And the first profile that came up here is this.
The profile picture of the younger Jamina with dark hair and bangs.
This is not the same Facebook page that you had found. This is different. You saw this one, and this one seems to have very, very little on it. The one that we found at least has a little bit more, but it's definitely the same girl. You can tell by the tattoo on her arm. It looks like both pages were last used in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
The one that we found, this page was made, it was filled out, some pictures were put up, and then it looks like it sat and hasn't been used since. It says that she lived in Illinois and that she's from Atlanta.
She told me she was from Atlanta, but she never said anything about Illinois.
But it also says that she was a registered nurse. So this looks like an account that certainly was hers, but why so few friends? Why so few posts? Why did they stop using it? There's a lot of questions this brings up.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it also kind of confirms that maybe she is Jamina Smith, and that's what she says her name is, and these are the pictures of her. So in a way, it's also a good thing. The next thing we did, we searched the number that you have for Jamina. The current phone number on one site came back registered to Daniel Wolf. Wasn't sure if that name rang any bells for you.
No, I never even heard of it.
Sometimes the phone search picks up people who maybe had the number before. It doesn't really necessarily mean anything one way or the other. So then we searched the number that sent you the threatening text and came up with this, Drea Taylor. Have you ever seen that name?
Nuh-uh.
So we then went and looked at Drea's page, and I sent her this message. As you can see, I just said, hey, I'm Neve from the show Catfish. Hoping you could help us, call me. And I haven't heard anything from her. More importantly, though, we searched Jamina in Drea's friends list. If this girl texted on behalf of Jamina, then she should be friends with Jamina. It did come back with a hit, but this woman's name is Jamina. She's got two daughters, which also matches with what Jamina told you, right?
Yeah.
If you look in her little bio here, it's got some emojis, one of which is a hospital. And there are photos of her in her scrubs, which matches her potentially being a nurse. So this could be who you're talking to.
Tam cocks her head to one side and then looks down.
They kind of creep me out low-key because the two kids in the hospital and the name, it's crazy.
Some things make sense, a lot doesn't. So we're not sure what it all means. So after that, we just did a basic search for Jamina Smith. And when we did that, we got one hit. And it says, someone by the name of Jamina Smith keeps contacting different women using my pictures. She won't stop. It's a fake account.
Tam's face freezes, obviously stunned by this information. She closes her eyes for a moment.
This is just making me want to just throw up. It's just weird. I don't know. It is what it is at this point.
All right, well, look, right now we're waiting to see if Drea gets back to us. But if we don't hear back from Drea, then the only thing left to do is just reach out directly to Jamina.
Tam takes a deep breath.
I just feel like a waste of time, a straight waste of time.
All right, well, look, Tam, we got to figure out what we want to do now, because obviously the last piece of the puzzle is figuring out who Jamina is, and maybe even more importantly, finding out how she actually feels about you. We're waiting to see if Drea gets back to us. But if we don't hear back from Drea, then the only thing left to do is just reach out directly to Jamina and give her an opportunity to explain herself. I feel like if I sent her a message that said, hey, Tam reached out, she wanted to meet you, we've done some research, we know that you haven't been totally honest, and just tell her, look, you've got one chance to try and explain this to Tam, and if you don't take this opportunity, you're never going to hear from her again.
I don't even know if you should give her, like, an easy way out, because she'll choose it. She's not going to hold herself accountable. I think you should just be like, this is Neve, and we got Tam here. Get on, like...
I text, hey, Jamina, this is Neve from Catfish.
I'm reaching out on behalf of Tam in an effort to help her finally meet you.
I don't think you should even give her an inch. Like, just get in Zoom, like...
All right. So I said, hey, Jamina, this is Neve from the show Catfish. I'm reaching out on behalf of Tam in an effort to help her finally meet you. We are in the Zoom now. Join. I'm sending the link now. All right. It says it's delivered.
This better work, Tam. I mean, do you have anything in mind that you're going to say?
Oh, hold on. Sorry. She wrote back. She said, why are you messaging me? What do we have to talk about? Okay, so I'm going to say, well, I'm messaging you because Tam asked for my help. She's an amazing woman, and I don't want to see her get hurt. Is that okay?
I think that's good.
I'm just gonna start a conversation with her, see if I can get her talking a little. Oh, whoa, she just sent a long message, hold on. Tam never told me she thought I was a catfish. We've been talking a really long time, even had breakup, and she never expressed those feelings, so I'm a bit thrown off guard by this and shocked. I have to think about this, I need some time. I'll get back to you in an hour.
Fine.
Okay, fine. Let's talk in an hour.
I feel like she's playing me. I don't like that.
All right, well, let's take a break, and we'll get back in a little bit.
I guess the ball is in Jamina's court. It's been almost an hour, and we're back on Zoom with Tam.
Hey. Well, here we are, waiting for Jamina. I mean, it's like... This is what she does, right? She says she'll meet you, and then you show up, and she doesn't. Mm-hmm. If she needs to be coddled and handled with kid gloves right now, fine. All right, well, if you pass up this moment, you will have to live with that decision for the rest of your life. I mean, we're still waiting. It's been over an hour now.
I text, are you there? Hello? And she keeps reading them.
Girl, at this point...
If this is how it ends, with Jamina just not showing up, are you going to be okay with that?
I just feel like it's still weird because I don't even know who I'm talking to. It's weird.
Wait, she just texted me back. She said, I'm really sorry. Today is a horrible day and I just can't do this right now. And I would like to be left alone for now. She's typing. I don't want to have to do this, but if you guys keep pushing, I will block the number.
Tam smiles sadly.
Okay. At this point.
Just leave it, Neve. Just leave it.
I have to. Okay, just know that you are not the victim, and nobody feels sorry for you.
No.
Bye.
Sent.
No.
Oh, a red exclamation point appears. My message doesn't go through.
She blocked you.
Sorry, Tam. I know that's not how any of us wanted this to end, but...
This is what she does. This is what she does. Why should we be any different?
I still don't even know who I was talking to, but it's cool, I guess.
Cammy folds her arms and looks down. Tam smiles sadly.
You deserve closure. Like, you deserve to be able to move on with your life and have answers to everything that you want answers to. You deserve that.
Thank you, guys. I know y'all tried.
We tried.
Bye.
All right, bye, Tam.
All right, bye.
I feel awful.
Such a bummer, I mean.
That was really tough. Tam looked so sad. I really wish we could have helped her, but sometimes it just doesn't work out. Okay, it's been 4 days and surprise.
Oh, just got a text on the show phone. Hey Neve, this is Jamina. I wasn't able to talk the other day, but I can talk now. Is there any way we can Zoom today? I will definitely show up. Ooh, I better tell Cammy.
Just got texts from Jamina. She says, she wants to Zoom now.
Here she is.
Hey! What is happening?
Well, let's get Tam. Let me get Tam on here. Tam! Jamina just texted me. It looks like today might be the day. Come back in the Zoom.
Don't get her hopes up.
She's jumping on now.
Damn.
Wow.
What's up, y'all?
Listen, I don't know what's going to happen today. I'm not getting my hopes up. I don't know how you feel.
Yeah, I'm not getting my hopes up neither.
Well, let's see if she shows up. I'm going to text her now.
I text Jamina to let her know we're waiting in the Zoom.
All right. Man.
So y'all think she going to really show?
We'll see.
No. The thing is, though, Tam, like, you did have a really amazing connection with her, and I would love for that to continue. I just don't want her dicking you around.
Oh, she said okay. So fingers crossed she shows up, which should be any moment now.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
This has been a roller coaster ride. I really thought it was the end of the road a few days ago. Jamina blocked me when we tried to get her to join the Zoom with us. I know that Tam was devastated, but she said, it is what it is, and we said our goodbyes. Now, 4 days later, Jamina reached out to me, and it looks like we're going to finally find out who she is after all.
Oh.
Hey.
Hello. Jamina, is that's your name?
Correct. Yes.
Jamina is sitting in her kitchen. Her dark hair is long, and she's wearing a black button-down shirt. Oddly, she's wearing a blue surgical mask over her mouth, even though she's obviously alone.
You know, you can't get coronavirus through computers. So if you want to take your mask off, you're welcome to.
Well, I'm not.
Okay. Well, I'm very pleased that you chose to join us today. Obviously, you know Tam.
Correct.
And
I'm Cammy.
This is Cammy.
Hi, Cammy.
So the first thing that comes to mind for me is, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
So what would you like to know?
Well, you've been pretty hard to get a hold of, so we do have some questions for sure.
Is your real name Jamina?
No, okay. But I go by Mina.
And Mina, where do you live?
I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
I do nursing work. What else you like to know?
Cammy cocks her head. This woman's behavior is very confusing. She doesn't seem to think she's done anything wrong.
What was stopping you from talking to us the other day?
I just had a lot going on that I don't want to discuss right now.
A lot going on. Well, you're here now. So when did this all start? When did you create your fake profile?
Like 10 years ago.
10 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a long time. Okay, so I'm sure you've talked to a lot of women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and have you talked to them for as long and as intensely as you did with Tam?
No, it's probably been like a month, but it's like, okay, when we can't meet up, then they just like, or we can't FaceTime, they just, you know.
But again, you had initially been the one to say, like, if you can't FaceTime, forget it. And then you were the one who FaceTimed her. What would you have done if she had answered?
So it wasn't going to answer because I do, it's something you can do with the iPhone to make it not answer. You just block the person.
Oh.
You block the person. And so when you call them, they won't be able to pick up.
Wow. I text Cammy. This girl is bad news. She texts back, definitely.
So, Mina, do you consider that to be manipulating people?
It may be manipulation.
So, do you feel like you manipulated Tam?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Tam's eyes go wide.
Because you did the same kind of thing to her.
So I guess, I guess that is a form of manipulation. So I guess that's what it is. I don't want to, whatever. Man, see, I don't know. I just feel played.
We all take in what Jamina is saying. Her attitude is so bizarre. And I still don't understand why she's wearing a mask. I don't get it.
So I'm trying to understand why you would either create a fake profile or be sort of nervous to or avoid.
It was just something that I did, like, not even being serious about it. Like, it was just something I was bored and I did it, not even being really serious. Wasn't even taking the whole profile serious.
Tam looks down. This is so sad.
Just based on what Tam told us, the relationship you guys have had and the connection that you've had seems to have been very meaningful. And I just can't tell where you're at with your feelings towards her. And what do you feel like you and Tam are?
Just like a really good friendship, like a really good friendship, somebody to talk to. Like, we vibe like that. Like, I really look at her like that.
Well, we saw a lot of the messages that you guys have shared back and forth, and it doesn't just seem like something that you send to your girlfriends. Like, it sounds like something you would send to your girlfriend.
It was bigger, it was deeper, and I feel like kind of took advantage of me a little bit because I was really broken, and I feel like you don't understand that.
Okay, so I guess it is, I have feelings, I do. It is. I guess it's me just trying to say this to protect my own self, but I do have feelings.
I feel like everything is a lie. You telling me to link up with you places and you knew you wasn't coming, that's just, I still feel like that's f***ed up. I'm really embarrassed. I feel like you embarrassed me.
I'm just worried that you don't truly care about Tam. I mean, are you in another relationship? Who texted Tam those threatening messages? Someone named Jerea.
Oh, Jerea. Okay. She's a friend.
So she's your friend? And you had her send some smoke Tam's way for no reason? If she's someone that you really care about, like, why have her threaten her? Why?
Because I just wanted it to end at that point. Like, I just wanted it, I just wanted it to be over with. Just to end.
That's pretty f***ed up.
I get it, and I apologize. I truly am sorry. Like, I was wrong. I really, really messed up something great. I don't want to get emotional. I don't want to cry. So I'm actually, like, holding stuff back, but I really do care.
Tam's not having it. She lets out a small sigh and does not look at Mina.
I've never was able to be so open with a person. I really wish that we could move forward and move on. And like I told you, I love you.
On that, Tam finally looks up.
Cammy, can me and you talk real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll see you guys.
See you in a second.
We leave Cammy and Tam alone in the Zoom.
Okay.
Hey.
Girl, you're being so quiet. You've got to tell her how you feel.
Right now, I'm just like numb, to be honest. Like, very, very numb. I don't know what's real, what's fake. I don't know. I don't think she was even bad looking.
No. You can tell by her attitude. Something else is going on. She's just not willing to say what it is.
It's just, I don't know. I guess like when you have feelings for a person, kind of, it's just like hard.
Yeah, it doesn't just go away. And like even the fact that she looks like an attractive woman and everything is the same, it's hard not to imagine what could possibly be. But at the same time, keep in mind that this woman has been manipulating you this entire time.
Yeah.
But I just want to know from you where you stand currently, knowing what you know, because I'm going to have your back whichever way it is that you want to go. So if you think that you want to, like, maintain something with this person, then I will go that route. But if you think that this is it and you want to just tell her how you feel about everything and move on with your life, I'm here.
While Cammy's talking to Tam, I'm trying to get a handle on what's going on with Mina.
What's up? Because I'm a little confused. Because even though you're saying all the right things now, based on the actions of the past, it just didn't feel like you cared that much. So I'm not sure if you do.
Yes, I care. I really do. I really care.
So let's see if we can get them back into the Zoom.
Okay.
Hey, Cammy. Why don't you guys jump back into the Zoom? Oh, there's Cammy. Okay. All right, we're all back. Why don't you guys talk without us for a minute? Because I feel like maybe it'll be easier for you guys to talk if it's just you two. Is that cool? Would you guys be okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cammy and I leave Tam and Mina alone in the Zoom to figure out where to go from here.
I still feel like you took advantage of me.
Why can't you look up? Look up, girl. Like, why you saying, okay, look up. Now, what would you say?
I feel like you played mind games. Like, you used to block me
Just, but you know why I
block. Like, we be talking today and you block me. I used to be like, what the f*** is going on?
Don't say, like, I blocked you just because.
You just so defensive, but I'm telling you what it is. You're just so defensive. Yes, you are. I just feel like I really came into this situation so vulnerable and so me and so true. So this just kind of hurts. I used to tell you every day, like, okay, we can be friends. If you not the girl, I'm cool. Like, we could be friends. So I don't understand why you just never was like, damn, okay.
You know, I didn't want to lose you, girl. Damn, you need to let that shit go.
I guess you got it all figured out.
So what you want to do?
For as far as dating and all this, I just need to chill on that, because not what's up. You got anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I love you, okay? So you ain't going to say it back? So you really just going to sit up here and not even say nothing back?
I feel like I done said everything I can say.
Okay, all right.
I'm finna get off of here.
Go ahead.
Hey, Neve.
Do you want to jump back on the Zoom?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
Bye. Cammy and I pop back on the Zoom.
Hey.
Hey, everybody.
Do you feel like you came to some kind of conclusion?
She wanted everything to just be back how it was, and it can't ever be like that.
Mina, I don't know if you feel like you're finally ready to stop doing this. I know it's been 10 years.
I'm over it.
Okay, well, I hope that's true. I think you understand that not a lot of good really comes out of this for you or anyone.
I totally understand.
All right. Well, then I think we'll say goodbye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Mina waves, and she's gone.
Well, I am very proud of you for how you stood up for yourself.
Thank you.
Look, you're amazing, Tam. All right, we love you.
I appreciate y'all. Y'all was amazing.
Aww.
Thanks, Tam.
Thank you, Tam.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Wow. That was one of the strangest stories we've ever done. I can't figure out what was going on with Mina. She seemed totally out of touch with what Tam was feeling and what she had done. Tam was amazing. I mean, what a big-hearted woman. I know that she was disappointed and angry and confused by what she'd been through with Mina, but she remained so calm and straightforward in the way that she responded to her. I don't know if I could have done that. I really hope she can find someone who will treat her well and give back all the love that I know she has to give. After filming, Mina continued calling Tam, declaring her love for her. Tam eventually answered her calls and says it's on her to prove if this love is real by her new actions. Mina gave Tam her real name, so that's a start. This is Catfish, the podcast. If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends. You can follow this show on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, on the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app to listen ad-free. In the episode notes, you'll find some links and offers from our sponsors. Please support them. Another way you can support the show is by filling out a survey at wondery.com/survey. I'm your host, Neve Shulman. This episode was produced by Donna Hyams. Sound design is by Mark Nieto. Additional assistance by Eugene Pereiras. Our associate producer is Kate Young.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Catfish, the podcast, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.